Okay. Let's see if that works. Okie dokie. Can I get a good amen for that message? Thank you. Well said. We are fighting a truth battle today. We need to put all of this in our lives, that we may be the salt and the light of the world that God has called us to be. Today we're going to have communion. Now we practice an open communion. Anybody that is saved, we invite you to the Lord's table. Any of you that are not saved, we invite you not to partake of the Lord's table. Let's go ahead and read 1 Corinthians 11. I'm going to read starting in 23. For I received from the Lord what I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And I'm going to stop there at the moment. It says, "Do this in remembrance of me." What are we remembering? I put down three things that we're remembering. One, Jesus walked this earth. Why? To set the example that we are, as believers, called to follow. The second thing that I call to remembrance in this here is the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. He did that to pay the debt for the believers, for his children. He paid the debt for the sin. We remember his death on the cross. Third, we remember Jesus' resurrection. That one day, those that are his children will also be raised into life eternal, to spend eternity with him. Let me read further. In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The new covenant, the old covenant was weak. It was dependent upon man. The new covenant written in his blood is dependent upon God. It's nothing we can do to earn it. It's only through his grace and his mercy and his love that we can become his children. It says further now, "For do this often." "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and the blood of the Lord." Okay, unworthy manner. Now we were looking back at that point in time. They were actually partying hardy at that point in time. But also, what does this mean to us today in an unworthy manner? You know, when we do this once a month at the beginning of the month. When it becomes a habit, when it becomes a ritual, we are doing it in an unworthy manner. When we do it without a repentful heart, we are doing it in an unworthy manner. So as the servers come forward and they play the music, I'm going to ask forgiveness for the things that I've done, for things that are between me and God that have separated us throughout this period of time. And I would basically say, it might not be a bad idea for any of you, because if you're like me, I sin. I'm not always right with Christ. So any opportunity to be repentful and to ask forgiveness, I should take care of immediately. So if the ushers will come forward, or the servers, or whom we have. Oh, cool. Thank you.
I know a place, a wonderful place, where accused and condemned find mercy and grace, where the wrongs that we have done and the wrongs done to us were nailed there with him, there on the cross. At the cross,
at the cross,
he died for our sins. At the cross,
at the cross,
he gave us life again. I know a place, a wonderful place, where accused and condemned find mercy and grace, with the wrongs that we have done and the wrongs done to us, nailed there with him, there on the cross. At the cross,
at the cross,
he died for our sins. At the cross,
at the cross,
he gave us life again. At the cross,
at the cross,
who died for our sins. At the cross,
at the cross,
would you give us life again? I know a place, a wonderful place.
And he took the bread and gave thanks for it. Father, we thank you for the sacrifice Jesus made. Father, for the physical pain that he went through, for the anguish, and Father, that you crushed him, that he was made sin, and in your righteousness, you crushed him for our sins. We just thank you for that love that was extended on the cross. Take the bread. And Father, we acknowledge that the new covenant was written in Christ's blood, that it was sealed with his sacrifice of his life. So once again, we just thank you. We thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Take the cup. And now Pastor Tony had asked what comes next. Okay, so we're doing the next thing. It's a very important thing, actually. You know,